So it seems that we've been gone.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I don't know. Where have we been?
I've been right here. Where did you go?
We're really gonna get into this.
Mean, I guess we have to.
All right, well, you guys, we've abandoned you. It's not right, but we're gonna be back like we never left. Just give us 1 second after these messages. So, hello, it is me, Robin, and my dear husband.
Brandon.
And we were like, I was like, we should do a podcast. And I went back and looked at our stats and realized that it's been 7 months. It's been since August.
That's a long time.
That's too long. That's like ridiculous. See, because he doesn't know that I'm trying to turn this into a side hustle of us doing this together, creating a stream of revenue. But like you have to be consistent in order for it to be something. So like, yeah. What's your excuse, sir?
Well, we lived a good life. It's been a bit not like, it's been kind of busy, Like a lot of the time, our kids sleep weird. Then during the day, you don't have time to pretty much do anything but chase them down, keep them from crawling and pulling down stuff,
Right.
or telling one to be quiet so the other one can nap. Because one doesn't nap.
Right. And we really should talk about like life with one versus two and like the goods, the bads, if there are any bads and all that stuff. But yeah, y'all, the last time we had a episode, we talked about getting ready for kindergarten and kind of our expectations, our hopes. What we were looking forward to for our son. And
Oh, wait a minute. Just real quick. You're like, I just noticed, you're talking at regular volume, not whispering.
oh right, because the baby is actually sleeping in the crib by herself, so we can talk normal. Okay, that's a victory.
We're not, I mean, we're still doing, while the kids are asleep, but we don't have to, like, while the kids are.
Right, yeah, that part of our shtick isn't necessary anymore for now.
Yeah, we may still need it, but right now we're doing pretty well,
Right.
just hanging out downstairs while the kids are upstairs.
Upstairs in the bed. I wish I was in the bed. I do. I really
I
do.
mean, that option is always available, so
It is. But you know what? I wanted to be here to talk to y'all, okay? Because we need to do better at holding ourselves accountable and being consistent.
true that.
So, yeah, these last 7 months, once our oldest started school, that's been fun. It's actually been a very good experience thus far. At least in his class, it's been a good experience. A lot of the fears that I had were they dissipated very quickly. And I hope that that's how his whole schooling goes. But, I think we all know that life circumstances has ebbs and flows, so there's no telling.
Right.
But for now, I'm going to enjoy this wave of goodness. Like he actually has come out of school several times and said that like school was stupendous, spectacular, amazing.
Yeah, and those are all his words. He's
Yeah.
learned, he's got a few big words added to the vocabulary,
For sure.
and he's using them correctly. So that,
Absolutely.
goes to show the positive effects of going to school.
I mean, I'd like to think that I helped plant most of those seeds, but yeah, sure. I mean, yeah.
Right, you planted them and then the teacher
Water.
watered them
Okay.
and allowed them to
To grow
bud
and,
and grow,
flourish.
take root
Right. Okay.
in that soil
Okay.
of
All right.
knowledge,
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take that.
agriculture.
I'll take that. So yeah, I mean, getting, used to that schedule, which like before he went to school, like I knew he was at that point in his life where it was like, it's time for you to go to school. Like, schoolwork at home, it's not gonna be all day. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not that type of parent who really like enjoys taking my kids to the playground. Like,
Mm-hmm. That would be me.
Like I do, but not really. Like I want them to have fun, but it becomes not fun for me because it's not like I could just be on my phone and vibe out. Of course, like I'm a responsible parent. I need to make sure my kids are safe, make sure nobody's trying to snatch them. And like, I mean, I do find that there's people who are nice at the playground or whatever, like to talk to, but yeah, I'm just like, that's not my lane. That's definitely more my husband's lane. And I appreciate that he's that guy.
I mean, you just go there and let him run around. Sometimes you may have to run after him, but I don't think
it's not as much of an issue. Like basically when I stopped taking him to the playground and you started taking over, he was like at that two-ish, three-ish phase.
Right.
And a lot has changed since two-ish, three-ish, and six. I guess I'm more so focusing on taking the baby because the babies get into everything. They try to put their mouth on everything. They, you know, they're crawling up everything, which is fine, but you kind of have to be their buffer at all times.
Yeah.
You know, like what if they try to throw themselves down a slide? You can't have that. Well, they try to walk off the edge. You can't have that. It's a lot more involved versus a six-year-old where you could kind of pull back and let them do their thing. Mm-hmm. So you actually got the easy end of it versus the bait, like between the baby phase where you just put them in the swing. Right? And when they actually start becoming agile. And I'm doing terrible at it. I definitely think COVID helped me to be like, I'm not going to take you out because germs, and you're a one-year-old and I don't want you to get sick. But now she needs it, and I know she does, but it requires me to be active with her, and I'm kind of like just not in a phase right now where that's idealistic.
Gotcha.
So on the weekends you need to take her. Okay. Yeah, take her to the park. It's all good. So you got to be the one to take her.
I don't mind taking her. I mean,
yeah,
she's one you definitely need to you got to just stay on her.
Shy, so. You got to watch her. She'll pick up anything off the ground. Anything.
Yeah.
And try last to put time it in I her took mouth. Her,
she tried to taste a rock.
She definitely tried to pick up a cigarette butt, which I was already mad that cigarette butts were at the playground, but we all know that we live in a world where people don't care.
Right.
But I'm just like, she's the type of kid, you cannot take your eyes off of her for more than a minute because you don't know what she's put in her mouth. One time I didn't get to her in time and she had put like a wood chip in her mouth. I mean, just she off the chain. Like I've heard this thing about twos. They don't really give a and she is proving that to be true so far. So
doesn't give a what?
I think you can feel
a honk, honk.
Yeah, you can feel in the like beaker. You got it. Y'all know. Y'all grown.
I think I got it.
Okay. So yeah, you take her. But yeah, so between the kindergartner and the baby going into being a toddler, it's been a lot. And like, I think anybody who's listening to this, who's had a new baby, it's especially if you don't have help or you don't use a babysitter or daycare, it's kind of all on you. It's like burning the candle at both ends. Because they're always getting into stuff. And it's not even that you're mad about it. You expect it, but it's exhausting. It's an all-day job. There's no time to clean. I got to work, make sure she doesn't hurt herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Because she's definitely tried. Okay, I mean, maybe not try, but
yeah, I don't think
she's definitely put herself into positions where she could hurt herself.
Yeah, she's definitely, you know, babies just have that discovery, like, hey, let me try this once.
Yeah, let me try and fall down the stairs, see how that feels.
No, because we have a baby gate.
We do.
So she wouldn't throw herself down the steps.
She would not throw herself down the stairs.
But she definitely sees her brother have fun sliding down the steps.
And she's like, let me try.
Yeah, whatever my brother can do, I bet you I can do it better and cuter.
I mean... yes. Yeah,
she's not completely wrong. They're both adorable, but you know.
I got
like it. They're both cute, but when a baby does it or a toddler does it, it's a little cuter because they're smaller.
You're right.
We're dealing with the fact that the 6-year-old wants to be a baby, And I don't know if it's because he feels like she gets more attention or because she gets picked up. Because I don't think we do anything to like necessarily praise her more than him.
No.
He's kind of more like a, he's kind of like how I was when I was a kid. Like, just give me something fun to do and I'm good. You know, like
yeah, I'll be over here.
Yeah, like every once in a while, of course, he wants attention because he sees she's getting attention. But whether it be playing with his Hot Wheels or getting on his tablet for a little while or just playing games in general, he's pretty like, you know, for the most part, like, I get it. I got it. Like, that could be just a part of him being six.
Yeah.
Or his personality. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's different when you have a new child who you're still trying to figure out their personality and, like, just keep them alive. So.
The everyday struggle to keep our kids alive.
The everyday struggle to keep them alive. That just came from somewhere. I don't know. It just came up.
Oh, it's still there.
No, that's it. That's all I got. I just want to let the audience know I am known to break into song randomly.
Especially now that the kids are asleep and they're upstairs.
Yeah, because I couldn't do that when we were whispering. That never would have worked.
Yeah, she could hit the notes. All the notes.
All the notes. I can hit the notes. I said all the notes. See, why are you doing that? Don't encourage it. Don't encourage it. You already know it's a part of me. It's just okay. I'm done.
You can't sing that song.
Yeah, I can't. We don't got that. We don't got those kind of connections.
Yeah, I don't know if you can put that song out there, but that was a good one.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean the hustle and bustle of, I don't even necessarily know if it's just that it's having two kids, but just two kids that are in different phases. It's a lot. And our parents are on the other side of the country. And they're not grandparents that are like retired. These are grandparents that are very much working and have careers. And so even if we live close, they could definitely take some of the weight off here and there. But there's no like full time, you know,
nanny situation.
Nanny,
yeah.
Au pair. All that stuff. In fact, we should do an episode talking about babysitters and why we really haven't
used any
at all. We've probably only gone on a date like 3 times.
Yeah, we gotta do better at that.
Literally, we have to. We literally have to. Like, it's just not okay.
Everybody says that.
It's not okay. Yeah, you gotta make sure y'all connect with each other.
Yeah, don't forget yourselves.
I mean, I believe that, but I also feel like if you've ever experienced any type of trauma or just watch enough stuff or read enough stuff, it makes you so gosh darn paranoid.
Yeah.
It makes you so paranoid that you're just like, what if it's that one person who I think I finally let my guard down and then something happens, you know, because I can't take it back. I can't undo it once it's done.
Right.
And so I think sometimes it's like a part of me that's just like, this is what I signed up for. I signed up for, like, you know, taking care of them.
Yeah.
Until I feel comfortable enough to pass it along to somebody for a few hours.
I feel like you feel comfortable doing that. I just feel like it just has to be the right person to do it.
Definitely.
You know, to put your trust in. Like, because I can, you know, think of, like, people right now that I could see you be like, yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't be against that person, you know, hanging out with them for a little bit.
Yeah, like I'm literally like a 2-3 hours max. If it's more than that, I'd be like, if I have to do something, Brandon, you got to take off. You got to take, I got to go to an audition. It's going to take more than 2 or 3 hours. I need you to take off. Not that I've been auditioning lately, unfortunately, but
we're going to get it. We're going to get it right.
Once we get to that phase, I definitely probably need some, I probably need some therapy to work through some stuff, but like, it's a crazy world out there, you know? I mean, there's definitely probably some people I know who have teenagers and stuff who want some extra money, but aren't gonna, you know, burn our pockets up, who I probably would be willing, but it's just, it's so hard. It's really, really hard. Like, I want to go out on dates. I want to be wine and dine. I want to go to the movies. I want to be able to do adult stuff and not feel censored, but I just have such a hard time like letting go.
Taking a plunge.
Taking a plunge. I'm sure once you rip the Band-Aid off, it's like, okay, we made it. I could do that again. Or I would even be okay with saying, like, maybe someone we know being like, hey, come at 8:30. The kids are asleep.
Right.
And we could go out. Yeah, I just need you
down here on the couch.
Right. Just to basically be here just in case somebody wakes up, which they probably won't. And then we'll be back by like 11 at the latest. Mm-hmm. That I probably would feel the most comfortable doing.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. And we could definitely, as long as it's somebody that I know, like, I don't mind them being in our home and stuff like that. Like, they basically got a sweet deal.
Right. Just come here, sit down, watch some TV. Maybe we'll let you play our PlayStation. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's a PS5, you know?
I think anybody that we would
sacred machine.
Anybody that we would ask to come over here is somebody who we wouldn't mind playing the PlayStation.
I guess.
See, we got different kind of trust issues to work on. But yeah, I mean, we've been babbling on, but yeah, life has just been insane, busy, just learning to juggle.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I'd be tired.
Yeah, like I'm right now. We're like, a little tired.
Yeah. He's actually looking like he's about to take a nap. That's what he does every time we do something with talking. Very manlike of you.
I think it's just because, you know, you choose the nighttime to talk.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
and do
I'm
it?
Not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, it's after work and everything, you're in chill mode and it's like, oh,
but if you were playing Spider-Man, you would be awake.
What are you talking about? I fell asleep playing the game the other day.
I mean, yeah, then, so, but not always.
Oh, man.
This is a losing battle.
I'll just be quiet.
No, don't be quiet. I want to hear you.
I have nothing to say on that subject.
But yeah, we absolutely are committed to growing our podcast, and we are pledging to do better.
Pledging.
Like, I think at the most I want to commit to maybe once every 2 weeks, like a bi-weekly podcast for now.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea either.
And then if we feel the spirit, you know, maybe it'll be weekly.
Right. But then maybe we'll start like a Patreon and like
do
bonus
weekly,
episodes.
But no later than bi-weekly.
Right. Like, we definitely shouldn't let 7 months go by. Like, that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
If this was our business would be in a toilet.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It would be a wrap.
It would be an absolute wrap. So, I don't know. Maybe next episode we'll talk about life with one versus two. I think that's a good one.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe we'll try at least by June, which is our anniversary month, to, like, set up a date. Yeah, a real me and you
hanging out
date,
holding hands, making plans,
walking around with our masks on.
Yeah,
in the hot heat,
protecting ourselves from others who may not be protecting themselves
or who don't give a what. Yeah. Like, I don't know why, if it's because I'm just tired right now, but a part of me was like, the best date would be like to go somewhere and sleep in a bed uninterrupted.
That's
that
it.
Actually sounds like an amazing.
You're like, that's it.
Dream
nothing
come
else
true.
Needed. Just me, you, bed. I don't even know if
like,
you have to be there. But
no,
yeah.
I will want you there.
Because okay.
I remember that time that you get, we did like, I had a night away before when it was just the like a family of three.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool, but like, I kind of got bored. A little bit. So I would rather have you there. I don't want to be by myself.
Oh, that's nice. I will be there.
We can snuggle. We can watch movies. Eat some popcorn and some candy.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. I'm down.
Yeah. Totally. So that may not happen for another 5 years. But you know.
That's way too long.
No. Okay. Not 5 years. But maybe we, when the kids are old enough that I know they're going to sleep through the night, we can leave them with one of our moms.
Yep.
Like, go out of town, leave them with our moms, be like, listen, they're going to sleep. What?
Go ahead.
Say it.
No, I was saying, if you're talking about hanging out with the moms, that means if you're, like, relocating.
I mean, it's possible, or we could be on a trip. We could be like on a, hey, it's time to see family.
Okay.
Hey, just so you know, like one of these weekends, like if we're here for 7 days for two of those nights, the kid's going to stay with you and we going to go stay at a hotel because we need it. Yeah. Don't ask questions. Shh. It's probably not what you think it is. You're like, shh. Shut your mouth. Don't think about it too hard. Just let us.
Keep your dirty thoughts to yourself.
I just really think we got to do better.
We need to do better. We got to do better. We will do better.
We will.
You can't say, got it. We're just going to do it.
We just have a lot of things we need to like work on improving for ourselves. A little self-love.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's necessary.
It is very necessary. But you got to make time for that too.
Well, I mean, part of my self-care is making sure I spend quality time with you.
Part of my self-care.
No pressure.
Part of my self-care is, of course, hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes self-care, I mean, it's like PlayStation sometimes. Maybe reading a book, listening to a cool podcast or audiobook.
Or like you can tell someone to listen to our podcast.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I mean, my only self-care is not hanging out with you. My self-care is like getting my nails done, getting a massage, getting my hair done. A lot of pampering myself.
You've done that.
I have. I've done that. But I definitely think like in my perfect ideal world, someday we're going to be able to like leave the kids with one of our parents and get on a plane and like not just be in a city, like go somewhere and spend, even if it's three nights together, that would be amazing.
That would be very
amazing. Like that would be like
like, is that even possible?
It's possible. Like people do it's it
fantasy
people yeah. do it. There are people out there who basically have a setup where their parents take their kids every weekend. Yeah. I envy them.
That's a beautiful thing. Point them out.
And you know what? I feel like maybe not every weekend, but I feel like if we said, hey, once a month, you want to take the kids for the weekend? And I feel like our parents would.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Like drop them off on a Friday. Yeah. Drop them off on a Friday, pick them up on a Sunday afternoon.
It can be done.
I want it.
First things first, got to get out of this area.
It doesn't even I mean, yes. My thing is, it's not even dependent on us being local. I mean, like, yes, once a month part, yes. But like, if we were set up in a situation where we could regularly see our folks, whether they come here or we go there, we just have to make it so that the kids are so comfortable. He's at an age where he's comfortable and he's familiar. And if we wanted to leave him, he would be fine. Yeah, he may be sad at first. He might be sad at first, but he would most ultimately be okay. But the baby, she's not ready for that. Like, she would need to spend more quality time to be okay with that.
But I am surprised that. No.
I mean, she has spent alone time with at least one of her grandmothers for at least like 2-3 hours and she was fine.
She made it, yeah. So I think she'll be fine.
But I think it's a difference between a few hours and being like, we're not coming back till Sunday. Because you know, there was a time that you left for family obligations and it was like, what, 8 days?
Mm-hmm.
And she was not feeling you at all for like at least a day and a half.
Yeah, she was pretty mad at me.
I mean, she was really like in her feelings. And she wasn't even a year old yet.
Yeah, she was mean mugging me. And
I mean, everything. Like, she cried when you wanted to hold her. And unfortunately, her grandma got some of that too.
Yeah, she was just.
She was like, oh, it's you. You the reason. You the reason my daddy ain't been here.
I know. Both we were trying to be nice and be like,
both look, of y'all.
Your G is here. And she said,
who? Nah. I don't know who you are. I never met you a day in my life.
She said, who this lady?
And you bought this man who decided it was okay to leave me bump both of y'all. But eventually she came around.
I'm glad she did.
I'm glad she did too.
Because I was a little worried. I didn't think she.
It's, it was, I was a little for a while, worried.
It was like
it was a little touch and go there for a second.
Cool? Are we ever gonna be cool?
Yeah. I mean, she held a grudge. That's part of your preview. Don't make no don't you dare make a promise you can't keep.
Oh boy.
Because she won't let you forget. She won't.
She really won't.
She really won't.
You're saying it's like.
Like, we're really serious. It probably sounds like we're being sarcastic, but like, there's a fear. There's a fear there.
It's like, I don't want it. But now where do we go? I don't know. We covered a little bit, but I'm like, there's so much more. I mean,
well, listen, this is our first episode back. And now we have plenty more to talk about. We've been gone. We don't really have any good excuse besides being parents in life and having a new baby and kind of not having really a consistent help, period. We don't accept help. We don't accept help.
People offer help.
Yeah, people have offered and we're like, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. And then later you're like, I probably should
cheese and crackers.
That was a mistake.
How could I?
What was I thinking?
No. Regret. Carmen San Diego.
Regret. All I feel is regret. But yeah, if you stuck around this long, I commend you, first of all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
You are literally the best. And I hope that you decide to stay on this ride with us. For now, we are committing to bi-weekly podcasts. Mm-hmm. Right? And then we'll see where it goes from there. Is that a fair?
That is a very fair assessment.
Okay. So, anything else you want to say?
I think that might be it. I think we're good on this one.
Yeah. So, like, no more shh while the kids are sleeping. For now.
For now. It might be an episode where
it could change. Listen, the ebb and flow. Sleep regression is real.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen.
We went through that.
And it'll happen again.
Oh, man.
Let's not think about it.
No, we're clear.
No, let's not talk about it too much. All right. That's
embrace
it.
These books.
It's okay. Don't think about it. Just be happy with what we have now.
So
okay. It's okay. Oh, I ain't want to take you back. I don't want to take you back.
Why?
All right, y'all. I think on that note, we should go ahead and go. But before we sign out, this is Robin.
Oh, I'm dad.
Okay, and that's dad. And until next time, y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Maybe 1 week.
You never know.
Peace.
All right, bye.